This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, it's been a mostly dry start to 2019, but there were some light showers on Thursday in the eastern Columbia Basin, east of Warden to Prosser, with amounts less than a tenth of an inch. Now, look for multiple weather systems to affect the area through Wednesday. First, a weakening cold front will bring some scattered light showers today. Then, a rather complex and vigorous low-pressure area, stretching from western Washington to northern California, will enter the area Saturday night and Sunday with widespread rain and maybe even a few pockets of snow. Completing the trifecta will be a warm front-cold front combo Monday night into Wednesday. So when you add it all up, by late Wednesday, most rain gauges are going to show between a third and two-thirds of an inch. It looks like we'll have a few dry days returning for late next week as a ridge of high pressure builds over the area. We did have some sub-freezing nights earlier this week, which put soil temperatures in the lower and mid-30s, but clouds and wind the next several nights will help to moderate temperatures to well above freezing and warm soils into the mid and upper 30s. This will help pastures and winter wheat to continue slow development. Still not seeing any evidence of Arctic air intrusions into at least the third week of January.
For AgInfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.